Yes, the Beach Boys said we could be married and then we would be happy.
You know, it seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
Be nice. All right. Let me give you some ideas of what we have coming up later this week. Tomorrow, as we normally do, not always, but normally do, we will be featuring 1 hour of this past Sunday's broadcast. And so for those of you who like to hear the program by way of radio, but you're not able to hear it on Sundays because that is a time of worship for you. Why? Live worship. Have no fear. 1 hour, usually on Wednesdays, of the broadcast. And this Wednesday, tomorrow, we will be focusing on power. I definitely want you to hear it. This will be part two of that. Power. We're talking power, ladies and gentlemen. So listen up. We're going to be dealing with health matters this week. Health matters again, and we're going to be focusing on the immune system. And get this, personality. Yes, health matters and personality. Yes, there's a connection. Health matters. This Friday, Power Friday, the immune system and personality. Be listening up. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if for whatever the reason, you're not able to catch us live on 1550 AM, The Voice, you can always go to speakingwith.com, click on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and listen to the program of your choice at your convenience. Something else you might want to be listening out for this Saturday. This Saturday, one of the topics we'll focus on is a bedtime rock. Yes, a bedtime rock. And this has to do with getting some good shut-eye, good quality sleep. A bedtime rock this Saturday. So be listening out for that. And we are also going to take time for our relationships. Time for our relationships. That is going to be part of the discussion on Saturday. That will also be part of the discussion on Sunday. So the first hour of Sunday is going to be about power. Part three of power. I definitely want you in on that conversation. And then the second hour of Sunday's broadcast is going to focus on time for our relationships. And that will primarily focus on that intimate love between you and your special someone. So be listening out. Perry Broadcasting of Augusta, bringing some great programming. And so, again, thank you very much to the many of you who listen every chance you get and who let me know that when you hear it, the program really is doing something great for you. Thank you so much. I know I thank you in person when you tell me face to face, but I also want to let you know publicly on air, I really appreciate, just speaking generally now, I appreciate every one of you for listening. I appreciate you for letting other people know about the program. Thank you so much for being a part of the Speaking With community. I consider it really and truly a special community because of what we do. What we do, challenging each other to become the best that each of us can be as we challenge ourselves to consider some of the positions we take about various topics, various life situations. We grow together as we find out ways that we can strengthen ourselves financially, that we can strengthen ourselves physically as we talk about health matters, ways that we can help our children grow up well-adjusted, whether we're talking about helping them become great athletes, whether we're helping them learn the power of kindness, you name it, building the individual, the family, the community. No way I could do this without you. No way. And because you join me and his mission. The mission is worthwhile. Thank you so much. I mean it too. Thank you very much for being a part of what we're doing. Well, let me ask you about net neutrality. What are your thoughts about it? Should it be in play? Should it not be in play? I want us to take a look at what various sides, two sides of are saying about this, as conveyed through procon.org. And let's just kind of get a general idea again of what net neutrality is about first. We had net neutrality rules adopted in 2015 that regulated the internet as a common carrier. And so that would have placed the internet in the same category as telephone service under Title II of the Telecommunications Act of 1996. The FCC rules prevented internet service providers, ISPs, from blocking, slowing, prioritizing, or charging consumers extra money to access certain websites. Okay, so that's kind of at the heart of this. Net neutrality. ISPs, internet service providers, having been prevented from blocking, slowing, prioritizing, or charging consumers extra money to access certain websites. For example, under net neutrality rules, Verizon could not speed up access to websites that it owns, such as Yahoo and AOL, but then slow down traffic or charge extra fees to other major websites like Google or YouTube. Now, on December 14th, 2017, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, voted 3-2 to overturn those net neutrality rules and reclassified internet service as an information source rather than a common carrier. So remember now, as a common carrier, you could not, play favorites. The FCC passed rules that prevented internet service providers from blocking or slowing or prioritizing what was happening with regards to accessing websites. They couldn't block the accessing. They couldn't slow down the speeds. They couldn't prioritize which service received the best service. None of that. Couldn't charge extra money to access certain websites. So, with those net neutrality rules, Verizon couldn't speed up access to websites that it owns. So, I'm going to go to Yahoo. With speeds like this, rather than those slower speeds when I'm trying to get news or whatever from these other websites, no, let me just go on to Yahoo. Let me go on to AOL. Nope. They couldn't speed up access to the websites that it owned, could not slow down traffic to the websites that it did not own, couldn't charge extra fees for it. That's with the ISPs considered, with the internet considered a common carrier. When the FCC overturned those net neutrality rules, they reclassify internet service as an information source. How many of you would regard it more, the internet, more as an information source? How many of you would regard it more as a common carrier? Many state attorneys general filed suit against the FCC decision, and the U.S. Senate voted 52-47 to approve a resolution to invalidate the decision. So, we have people who are saying, well, net neutrality rules, should they be in place? Should they not? And so that's what the question comes down to. That's what we're going to be looking at. Should net neutrality be restored? We'll have the pros and we'll have the cons. Let's listen out for that in just a few.